time for our weekly check-in. I believe Patrick just told me in my ear that Dr. Mustafa Herjee is on the line. Dr. Herjee, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Matt. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, we're a couple of days away from going into step two. Feeling comfortable with where we're at?
You know, honestly, I don't think we really know yet what things are going to look like going into step two. We really need about 3 weeks, I'd say, after each step to really have a good sense. And the province had actually set that out as the interval. Unfortunately, with them moving up the announcement to being actually before we'd even gone 2 weeks, I think it's really being done before we've seen the impact of step one yet. Thus far, things are looking okay, but I think we're not really going to be sure until the next few days have elapsed.
We've gone down, you know, and seemingly sat at a plateau for like the last week or two, though, haven't we?
You know, I think we're still creeping down very slowly. But yeah, we have absolutely gone down over the last few weeks. But what we're seeing is really the lingering effects of actually the lockdown before. Once we do the move to step one, you know, there's going to be more social interaction. It's going to take a few days before anybody's going to get sick, a few more days after that before people get tested, the numbers start to show up in our data. So I think it's just a bit too early to know yet what that impact of step one has been.
I'm going to guess then some of the conversation that is saying, hey, the province has hit the vaccine thresholds for step three. We should be discussing that. I'm going to guess you have no time for that.
You know, I think the province had relatively low thresholds for the vaccine rollout. You know, when I saw those back in late May, my thinking was that, you know, by early to mid-June, we'll probably have hit all of those targets. And I think that's exactly what happened by mid-June. So, the targets are the targets. They weren't really going to be meaningful determinants of when we should move to the next step or not.
That's hard for people to hear, though, because I think so many people looked at those guidelines and said, those are hard. Those are, in pen, in permanent marker, if you will. And when we hit them, we're moving. So I think there, I don't know if you can feel it, but it feels like there is a sense in the community of saying, we've hit it, let's move.
Yeah, you know, and I think part of the way the framework was sold, I think maybe leads into that. If you actually look carefully at the framework, it has the vaccine numbers in very big writing. And then in smaller writings, it also says that also meeting key public health and hospital indicators such as cases, percent positivity, hospitalizations, and it also talks about there needing to be 3 weeks between each step. And I think that's really the part that is being missed here, that we need to make sure we look at those metrics and we need to make sure we wait those 3 weeks, which is what I think the plan laid out to. And unfortunately, the provinces decide to look at, you know, past those metrics and just focus on the big vaccine numbers.
Managed to get dose number two yesterday over at the Seymour Hanna. The numbers continue to climb up on the vaccine side of things. At least the second doses for people keep climbing. We've talked about this for the last couple of weeks, but that single dose seems to be, I said plateaued earlier, seems to be a little bit stalled, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It is creeping up a little bit every day. We're getting a small number of people every day who are choosing to sign up for their first dose, you know, maybe 100, 200 every day. But it definitely is not rising as quickly. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but I think it's somewhat expected that we've probably got everybody who is really keen and enthusiastic for that first dose. And now it's about convincing the people who are maybe less motivated to get vaccinated. And part of, I think, what's challenging also right now is that with so many people signing up for the second doses, there's not a lot of appointments in the near future. I'm sure you had to book your appointment probably 2-3 weeks ago. And I think that's really the same thing happening right now. You need to book an appointment 2-3 weeks from now. And people who are not as motivated about vaccination maybe aren't going to go sign up for that appointment for something that's so far down the road.
I know we talked about, you know, those younger demographics, and you did a town hall type of style thing, trying to answer some of those questions. Do you feel like the message is getting through to, I guess I need to say the 40, under 40 crowd, I guess?
It's hard to know. Definitely, you know, we are seeing some of that group sign up every day to be vaccinated. So it is getting through at least a little bit. I thought the town halls we did helped answer perhaps lots of different questions. And we're going to be, you know, taking up some of those questions we heard and actually sharing them out on social media to try and get that message out. It's hard really to know exactly what, you know, the hesitancy amongst all the different members of this group are. You know, it's probably certain sub-segment who signed up to go listen to those town halls. So what we're going to keep doing is still, you know, keep our ear to the ground, try to hear what are people thinking, and hopefully start to convince them. And I'm really hoping also that as we get through the bulk of people wanting the second doses, that gap between when you sign up for an appointment and when your appointment actually is will shorten, and that will hopefully help more people sign up as well.
Yeah, the more vaccines we can get in, the more appointments we can certainly have. I'm curious your thoughts on the federal guidelines that came down late last week around basically what you can do if you're not vaccinated, what you can do if you are fully vaccinated, and where the masks can start to come off. I know that's been such a key piece of the public health measures over the last year and a bit, but it seems like it's giving people kind of some guidance anyway of here's the things I can start to look forward to.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have been wondering when they would be able to start to do some of these. So I think it's nice that the federal government has put up some guidelines. I think we need the provincial government now to integrate this into their reopening framework. So, you know, this be, you know, starts to mirror what the federal, the provincial government is doing. Right now, of course, any social gathering is, 10 persons outdoors. Everybody has to be keeping physical distance. But with what the federal government has put down as the guidelines, there could be an opportunity now to create an exception for fully vaccinated people, perhaps.
Well, that's one of the big ones I think that jumped out to a lot of people was if you're fully vaccinated, they said, what is it, no mask or physical distancing necessary for small indoor groups of fully vaccinated individuals. And I think that's where a lot of people are going, okay, if we're all vaccinated, then we can have dinner together inside a house again.
Yep, absolutely. And you can start to see your friends and family and others. And I think the key part there is to be fully vaccinated. I think until, you know, really the last couple of weeks where we started to see lots of second doses get out, there's not actually been that many people who are being fully vaccinated. So it's actually probably a good time to get this out because now it's actually becoming a realistic consideration where there's a lot of people out there who are fully vaccinated. And hopefully it's an incentive for those who've not yet gotten vaccinated that, you know, if you get fully vaccinated, this is what's going to hopefully be in store for you. So hopefully it'll motivate some of those people who haven't yet started to get their shots.
Probably the last thing I got time for, but in their breakdown, they have it, you know, the two columns are you are fully vaccinated. Then the other one is you are not vaccinated or partially vaccinated. I've seen some people nitpicking at that one saying, look, there is some immunity generated from being partially vaccinated. So why are you treating partially vaccinated people as the same as not vaccinated people? You comfortable with the way they worded that?
Yeah, I am comfortable with the way they worded that. You know, I guess you could argue that maybe there could be four different columns, but that obviously creates more confusion. The other thing we're seeing with particularly the Delta variant is that the effectiveness of one dose is really becoming a lot less, but two doses remains really good. So with the Delta variant, with one dose of vaccine, you're actually under one-third protected. You're about 32% of immunity. But once you get those two doses, you get pretty close to 90% again. And so it really makes a big difference having that first, having the two doses versus just one dose. So I'm comfortable with that really focusing on people who are fully vaccinated. And, you know, ideally within a few months, it's going to basically be groups who are fully vaccinated and not vaccinated because we won't have many left in the only having the one dose.
Yeah, I think that's the one good thing we've seen as opposed to the U.S. I think everybody who has the first dose, they want the second one. Dr. Hirji, I appreciate the chat this morning.
You're very welcome.
Take care. There is Dr. Mustafa Hirji, the Acting Medical Officer of Health here in Niagara.